Hello, friends. This is Caleb Succo, and you are listening to the Now's the Time podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about how we can use our lives right now to worship our God. And today is a sad day for sure, for the church and for the United States, as we think about those 26 people who lost their lives so tragically yesterday, during the middle of their worship service. I don't know where you were when you found out about that, but we had just finished up. Actually, I was still at church down in Battleground, Washington, where I was able to share a little bit about our ministry at Word of Grace Church, Bible Church there. It's a large Russian-speaking church. But anyway, we were just we had just finished up, and I think I looked on Twitter, and there was the news, another shooting. The heart kind of drops when you read that kind of news, and then to find that this was a shooting in a church during their worship service. Not just any church, but a Baptist church. And so when I went home, we had a couple hour drive to get home yesterday. I got on my computer and I wanted to see what this church was all about, this First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. And so I got on my computer and, you know, this church has a YouTube channel that they have been putting out all their services on for the last couple of years. And I began to watch, and I have to tell you that it was very moving to watch that service. It was not the service where the shooter came in, but it was the service the week before. Knowing that many of those people in that room are now in heaven. And many other of those people are suffering and are in the hospital. They didn't know that a week ago. They didn't know that, but I was in a way shocked, in a way comforted, in a way sobered when I listened to that sermon. And I put a post up about this on our website. So if you'd like to take a look at it, I encourage you to do so. I watched that whole service. And I just pulled out some quotes there, and from Pastor Frank, who's the pastor there, some quotes from his sermon. He preached about from Proverbs 3:5 about trusting God in the bins of life. And I love the title for his sermon. It says, "You don't need training wheels, you need Christ." I mean, that is straightforward. That's the kind of stuff we need to be preaching. And here's this little podunk church. And, you know, basically today, I just want to share with you some of my thoughts that have been going through my head since learning about this shooting, this mass murder yesterday. But one of the first things I thought when I saw the title of that sermon, "You don't need training wheels, you need Christ," I thought, hey, you go, you preach it. I mean, that is the truth. We don't need another, hey, you can make yourself better sermon. Here's a few pointers to sort of improve your life. We need sermons that preach a new birth. We need Christ, and we need people who put their faith in him. And so anyway, that was one of the first things that really I saw, and I was like, wow, that looks like that is going to be pretty a straight shooting sermon. And the, you know, another thing that I noticed about the service was these people, there's only, I guess, about 50 people or so in the video. It's a little bit hard to tell, but it doesn't look like there's a lot of people in the worship service. They seem to be very loving, and their handshake time was really more of a hug time. And what I mean, that brought a tear to my eye to see these these older people and younger people and youth and children hugging, greeting each other with a smile. That really is how the body of Christ should look. But anyway, I encourage you to just check out that post. It's the one before this, what the pastor of Sutherland Springs Church said in his final sermon before the mass shooting. And I link some of those quotes there to specific parts in the video where he says these things. But oh, one of the other things I thought was really great is the pastor Frank Pomeroy. He calls him Brother Bob. And he has Brother Bob come up to read a psalm and give a little commentary on it and pray. Just a real short little thing. But as Brother Bob comes up, he just grabs his hand, puts his arm on his shoulder, and says, I'm going to pray for you. And he prays this nice blessing on Brother Bob. And Brother Bob just very simply opens Psalm, I believe it's 33, and talking about worship. And what really hit me just square in the face when he said that, when he began to explain the idea of worship in the Psalms. And he says this, at times when you think it's hardest to praise God, that's when it's most important to praise God. I thought, wow, I bet he didn't know how significant those words would be. And I'm praying for this church. I am praying that they will be able, and I don't even know Brother Bob is alive. He may have, I guess they published the list of people who died, and I don't know if he was there yesterday or not, or if he survived, but those are words that we need in a time like this. Those are very theologically correct words and important words. But let me play for you a little segment from Pastor Frank's sermon. Pastor Frank, quite interestingly, he brought his motorcycle up to the front of the church of the sanctuary, because he used it as an illustration. And he used it as an illustration of what does it mean to lean on God, and how when you're riding a motorcycle, you have to lean into the turns and trust that centrifugal force, even though you may not completely understand it. And he said, so we also, like Proverbs 5 says, to lean not on your own understanding, but trust in God, that we need to lean into God, trust Him, even though we might not completely understand how He's going to work things out. We need to trust Him and do what is right. So anyway, let me play for you just a little segment here that you can kind of catch the idea of what Pastor Frank was talking about when he talked about leaning into God.
Understanding, even if it doesn't make sense to you, whatever you may be going on at the time, when you start to lean on your understanding of a situation, that's when we tend to have issues. Because see, God's understanding is far greater, and there may be things that are taking place that you don't understand, but you still need to do what God's calling you to do. So many times in the midst of things in our life, so many times in the midst of circumstances and situations that doesn't seem right to us, we try to take over and do what we think should be done rather than waiting to see how God's going to work it out.
That's pretty good advice right there, isn't it? And I just find it so amazing that that was the sermon he preached the Sunday before the shooting happened. He says that we start to have issues when we try to do things just the way we think that it should be done, instead of trusting in God. So this is what he says. So many times in the midst of things in our life, so many times in the midst of circumstances, we try to take over and do what we think should be done rather than waiting to see how God's going to work it out. So Pastor Frank has some great words there. And let me play for you one real short clip here. Also another one.
Guys, when we trust Christ, there's going to be things happening in your life you don't understand. Just like
when we trust Christ, there's going to be things happen in our life that we don't understand. And, you know, I think that really for me, this kind of a situation always brings questions, and I think it does for everyone, which I think is a natural thing for us to, as people, to happen. And we want to know why these things happened. But I think that it's so much more important that we understand as believers how to respond to them. And so as I just listened to this Pastor Frank's sermon and listened to the songs, you know, I was just struck with the thought, how much do I really believe of what I preach? How much do I really believe of what I sing? I mean, some of their songs that they sang were just like they were in preparation for this tragic event, this terrible, gruesome event that happened. They sang this song, "Bless the Lord, O My Soul," which has the words, "Bless the Lord, O My Soul, and on the day when my strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending, 10,000 years and then forevermore." And so I wonder, those are great songs. They have great melodies. How often do we just get caught up in the sound of it and the feel of it, and we don't really think, will I be able to say these things when these tragic things are happening, like happened to this poor little dear church in Sutherland, Texas? And so, you know, for me, it's just sort of a wake-up call with those things to really analyze what it is that I'm singing and saying and preaching. Now, another thing that really hit me hard here too is that this little church, you know, they bless their hearts, they've been putting stuff out on YouTube. You know, I think probably before this happened, it's hard to say now because so many people viewed these videos, but it looks like maybe they had 15, 20, 30 views per sermon. And I just looked at this last sermon that Pastor Frank preached, over 600,000 views. And it just reminds me that as I prepare to preach, especially, that I should never dismiss any kind of church or gathering to think, well, you know, that there's not going to be that many people there, or it's not that important of a church, or it seems to me that there is a tendency, and I assume this within all of us, but certainly within me, that, okay, the bigger the church, the more important the event, the more I need to prepare, and the more I need to make sure that what I'm saying is right. And wait a minute. I need to prepare well, and I need to say what is in line with Scripture, no matter what group it is. And part of the reason why is because God is watching. The other part is because you never really know who is going to be listening. And I bet you anything that Pastor Frank didn't know, that a week later, his sermon to 50 people would be listened to by 600,000 people. And praise God that he came through with some really clear biblical truth about trusting God and trusting Christ. In fact, his final words in his sermon were, if you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's the first thing you need to do. Simple, important truths that need to be said. And you know, I think my final thought here is just, I'm drawn back to the Book of Lamentations, and in my daily Bible reading, we just finished not that long ago, the Book of Lamentations. And, you know, it is a book that is not very Western, not very American. We tend to avoid grief. But as you read through the Book of Lamentations, there's not a lot of questions that are answered. There's just a lot of grief. But it comes to the end in chapter 5. And let me just read a few verses here. It says, "The joy of our hearts has ceased. Our dancing has been turned to mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe to us, for we have sinned. For this our heart has become sick. For these things our eyes have grown dim." And so just this description of a heart that has become sick. And I don't want it in any way, shape, or form say that this happened to First Baptist Church of Sutherland, Texas, Sutherland Springs, Texas, because they sinned. I think that sin in a worldwide sense, the fall and living in a broken world, obviously is and certainly the sin of this one man who I will not even name who came in. That is the sin here, okay? Not in the church, but nevertheless, our hearts have ceased and our dancing has turned to mourning, but as Ezekiel goes on here, he says, or Jeremiah, he says, "But you, O Lord, reign forever; your throne endures to all generations." And we just have to come back to that. And, you know, I've had a couple of run-ins with people that say, well, I don't want to believe in a God that would let that happen. And I'm kind of careful about answering that because, you know, I can't tell you exactly why it happened. There's a lot of unanswered questions here. But when it all comes down to the end, all I can do is say, God, you are still on your throne. And we have to trust that truth, because if he's not, then everything is meaningless and these deaths are meaningless. But if he is, then we trust, like Pastor Frank says, we trust when we don't understand. We trust that God's got it worked out. We trust that God will make right out of these terrible situations somehow. Our vantage point is not the same as God's. We tend to view things in a very temporary way with a very limited vision. God sees it all. So friends, I hope that you have been able to take some time to pray for First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. But I also hope that you would pray for America at this time, that this would be a wake-up call, that many people would see the true gospel through this. I think these times, these tragic times, are amazing gospel opportunities to bring people back, or back, maybe people that never were there before, but bring people to the understanding of who Christ is. And you know what? There's one other observation that I want to make here that I was talking with my family about that I think is very important too. And when we talk about the shooter, everything I've heard about the shooters, oh, well, you know, nobody knew that he had these problems. And we've heard this again and again and again. All of a sudden, he goes shooting and killing. And same with the Las Vegas shooting. And you know what? When I look at that, I think simple observations can tell you that man has a soul. You know why? Because there is something going on inside of men that drives them to these things that is not evident on the outside. And so it tells me this is evidence that man has a soul. Unfortunately, without Christ, that soul is desperately evil. It's wicked. And it tends towards wicked things. And so it tells me that there is an inside world to each person that we cannot see with the human eye, but God sees. And it tells me that man in general is very good at hiding his heart and his soul from other men, but he can never hide it from God. And eventually the truth of what is in that soul will come out. Well, friends, I hope that you can take hope in Christ, even in these circumstances. And I just want to end with a song, actually. A song, I'm just going to play for you the song that was sung at Sutherland Springs First Baptist Church in Texas just a week ago during their handshake time. Simple song.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
A song about God's love.
God
even in the difficulties in the valleys. All the time through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good.
He's so good.
He's so good all the time. If you're walking through the valley and there are shadows all around, do not fear. He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. For His promise not to leave you nor forsake you, and His word is true.
God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
God is good.
He's so good.
He's so good
all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us He chose to die. Filled us with His Holy Spirit. We can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercies they will never end. God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
God is good.
He's so good.
He's so good all the time.
God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
God is good.
He's so good.
He's so good all the time.
Amen. You know, that song is so simple, but I never get tired of hearing that one. You know, that's one of those that I could just listen to all the time.
That was Pastor Frank there at the end saying that song is one I could listen to all the time. All right, friends, blessings to you. Take hope in our God.